Well, ISIL militants have launched a new attack against Kurdish fighters in the Syrian border city of Kobani. The fresh clashes have left 8 Kurdish fighters and 23 ISIL militants dead. A UK-based monitoring group says ISIL tried to break through the lines of the Kurdish People's Protection Units, YPG, in 4 different locations. According to the group, the attack was aimed at preventing Kurdish fighters from making further gains. A YPG spokesman says ISIL attacks are doomed to fail as Kurdish fighters are making advances on a daily basis to take full control of the city. Kurdish fighters are currently in control of 4/5 of Kobani. The 4-month-long battle has left 21 civilians, nearly 1,100 militants, and more than 460 Kurdish fighters dead. Meanwhile, the terrorist group ISIL has withdrawn forces from a strategic oil field in Syria. Clashes between the Lebanese army and militants in bad weather and many more are further explained by Press TV's correspondent Mariam Saleh.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mariam Saleh, and this is Tackling Terrorists. Today, we'll take a closer look at the latest in Syria and Lebanon. Now, in a surprising move, ISIL withdrew from the Al Tayyim oil field in Deir ez-Zor. This comes as ISIL is undergoing what seems to be systematic assassinations and booby traps by tribal fighters in the area and its countryside who are fighting back in their own way. Now, the popular forces have also captured several ISIL militants, some reportedly in high positions. Now, as the white snow covers the area, the series of mountains which separates Syria from Lebanon, the terrorist militants are more eager to survive and have therefore indulged in more terrorist attacks inside Lebanon. With more militant groups in the area also pledging allegiance to ISIL, it seems they have more leverage. However, the Lebanese army is fighting back. Now, after the latest bombing in Tripoli, the Lebanese army announced it has arrested 5 terrorist suspects with bomb-laden belts in the northern city, and as a result, foiled a series of planned attacks in and outside of the city. An army announcement said the suspects had pledged allegiance to terrorist organizations and participated in fighting in Syria, as well as attacks against the Lebanese army. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye for now.